The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to youcanruninternational.com. That's youcanruninternational.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. We are back in Minnesota.
Yes, we are.
And I was going to say Minnesota, but there's no snow.
Nope.
The only snow that I've seen was on Buck Hill.
That's right.
Which is a ski resort right up the street here.
They're crying.
Yeah, they are. And I think it's probably a good thing because America, namely Minnesota, is looking forward to some sunshine, and we're finally getting it. We're concluding our two-week tour from Florida, Tennessee, Kentucky, Iowa, Missouri, and the such, and Jake will kind of highlight you on as to what the highlights were over the last couple weeks. And matter of fact, we just got back from Iowa doing a college yesterday at DMAC. And Jake, again, you can share with the people in just a couple minutes here. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can follow us up on Facebook, which is Sons of Liberty Radio. You got to spell it out, friends. Sons of Liberty Radio. And you can check us out, all the updates, the posts, the videos, and the such, pictures from the events. And if you'd like to be my friend on Facebook, you can do that as well. That's Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. And or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy? By the way, phone lines are inaccessible today. We'll be back to normal tomorrow, which will be Saturday, for 2 hours.
A two-hour show.
There you go.
Actually, somebody was just talking to me about that two-hour show down in Iowa. But it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. In that event that we had yesterday, we had a young student, 20 years old, Mr. Jake Daigle, whose brains were definitely in his own head. And he was led by the Spirit of Christ to stand upon his campus. Nobody would stand with him. So we gave him a call and said, hey, listen, if you want to do an event, we're there. Within 3 weeks, we had the event scheduled, we had it done, and we just finished it last night. And for everybody that was there, I particularly like this particular gal. She came and said, you know, I just finished college. She got a four-year bachelor's degree. She's going to go to become a lawyer. She's going to go to law school. Before she went to law school, she went to hear Bradley speak, and she said it was the most powerful message she had ever heard.
Yeah.
It puts law in the right perspective. And just as I was reading this morning in our Constitution course, Michael Perutka said, if you study law and you don't study the Bible, you don't really study law.
Of course, that's how Charles Finney got it. Studying William Blackstone's writings, which were derived and extracted from the book of Deuteronomy. Of course. All scripture.
Yes. So this is what's happening, and it is an awakening. Bradley spoke at an awakening conference in Orlando a couple days ago, last weekend, actually. Gosh, we're into the next weekend here.
Yeah.
Before that, Dr. James Kennedy doing the special. Keep posted on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook for that, because we're going to share that. It's a Memorial Day special, so you got to wait till Memorial Day.
Yeah, that will be nationwide, which will... I'm excited to see it.
Definitely. Me too.
Because TV is different than radio.
It is. Yeah. Much different.
Room for no errors on television. Especially when you're working with Jerry Newcomb.
Yes.
Bradley, could you do that again? Can you explain this? And it's like, okay, we've done this already three times, Jerry. And he's looking at me like, yeah, that's right, Rockhead. Let's get this thing right.
Yes. Again.
I would be the Rockhead.
Liberty Alliance, we actually stopped in with those guys here this past week. The days are blending together. But that was on the 23rd.
Yeah, Georgia.
That's right.
Yeah.
Jared Valerani.
Directed to go have the best barbecue ever at Johnny's. I'll never go there again a day in my life.
Speaking
I'm so
that,
glad to be back in Minnesota because Dave, he's waiting for the crew. We're coming, David.
We got some
famous
Dave's.
Yes,
coming.
Indeed. And you know what I noticed in Georgia, too? Those women,
they like barbecue.
They were robust.
They're part of
the
barbecue.
That's the best way of saying it. They really are.
They're the mascots.
That's a nice way of saying it.
Wonderful.
Hey, I will say this.
Wonderful service.
The girls, they had cool hair.
That's true.
Yes.
And they all knew how to shoot guns from the looks of it.
Yes. Very. And they looked like they would knock the chocolate out of you if you looked at them the wrong way.
That's right. We need to send someone up to New York City and straighten out those women up there. So Linda from the first tea party that we did, the Village
Tea
Party. That's right. What an inspiration you are. Thank you so much for being with us. And just this morning, I got an email from a gentleman who said, super cool fellas. Junkyard Prophet is an amazing band, and you guys, Junkyard Prophet now is the band that we use in assembly programs. He was commenting on one of the music videos, but he found out about us through Sons of Liberty Radio. He said that band and you guys have an incredibly informative radio show.
Yes.
He said you guys have an incredibly informative radio show, Sons of Liberty Radio. God sure blesses us when we walk, quote, the walk, unquote, doesn't he? Love it. And that was Vance. Thank you, Vance. And you're exactly right. When you walk it out, God gives us the victory. We're talking about that a little bit on the way up here. It seems like every situation we come into where we confront darkness, God sheds the light and we win the victory.
Amen.
It just takes standing on those principles.
Well, God is known by the judgments that he executes, Psalm 9:16, and if that's America had figured that out, the professed church has been teaching people over the last 40 and 50 years that judgment is of the devil.
Yep.
How does that work?
That's right.
Judgment is the guardian of liberty.
That's right.
You know, and
you
people got it completely backwards. Yeah.
That's right. Justice is
That's what happens when you let a couple loose cannons, namely women, off in the church. They go devil chasing, and they sit there and magnify the crimes of the devil all the time. And I don't know if it's just me or not, but my Bible tells me that his neck was broken by the Son of God on the cross of Calvary.
And notice how
he's a defeated foe, friend. So why are we talking about what he's doing when, in fact, we should be magnifying what God is doing because he's alive forevermore?
The first step in the process is always you go against the law. Why? Because the law convicts you. Well, then, if you hate the law, you're going to hate justice.
That's right.
The two work hand in hand. So when you get off justice, guess what? Then you have a lawlessness.
It's like Adam and Eve. I mean, God told them not to do a particular thing, namely don't eat that fruit off that tree. Man, because of his carnal nature, the commandment comes, sin revives. What's the first thing they do? They blame God. Mm-hmm. They run away from God. They go hide themselves. Yep. And God comes along and says, wait a second, where are you at, Adam?
What are you
I'm over here. We used to walk in the cool of the day. What's the problem? Mm-hmm. Adam, you sinned. And then what does Adam do? Adam blames God, and then Adam blames his wife, and then his wife blames God. But
he blames the serpent. That devil made me do it.
Yeah, totally. The devil didn't make you do anything. You made a choice.
It's an action.
Amen.
And you know what? You make a choice to stand up for right and righteousness, and God delivers the victory. That's the choice we make.
Folks, we are broadcasting live out of Genesis Communication Networks in Burnsville, Minnesota. And aside of that, we're going to take a quick break. Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be right back after this break talking about Advocates of Murder No More.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by faithful supporters. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
People are realizing that the only way we're going to break free from this beast that everybody's just bowing down to is to stand up and realize we are the ones that's going to change things. Not political leaders, not religious leaders. the little man. And the only way I've learned this thing is from listening to people like you who've actually taken a real risk with your lives and your family and your respect. And I'm really appreciating you guys doing what you're doing, and I'm out here fighting with you, man.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake again broadcasting live out of Genesis Communication Networks in Burnsville, Minnesota. I didn't say Minnesota, but Minnesota. Jake, yesterday you had Troy Newman from Operation Rescue on the line with you. And by the way, friends, again, if for those that didn't know, it might have sounded a little awkward due to the fact that Jake was broadcasting live from his telephone.
I had an iPhone.
And
technology is amazing.
To no surprise to me whatsoever, almost without fail, when you're in ministry, you begin to understand spiritual warfare because it is very real. It is a reality to this ministry on a daily basis. But there was no reason why the... What do you call this thing? The Comcast? Comrex wasn't working at all. And you said there's no logical reason for
the reason
it was not working, other than the fact that we were about ready to do another event.
Yeah.
And it made perfect sense. If those things didn't happen, I would think that there was something wrong.
That's right. Yeah. It always happens right before, and you just got to take that extra step. I mean, that's the difference between those that champion a cause and those that don't. The ones that don't never take that extra step because it happens every time.
Without fail. That's the threshold almost on a daily basis in ministry here. Mm-hmm. But in saying that, when you were talking to Troy Newman yesterday, what were the highlights that he was sharing with you? Because I want to talk about Advocates of Murder No More.
Yeah.
Because, and leave it on a positive, because America, the younger generation, is rising up in one voice, and they're saying, you're not killing off my generation anymore. I mean, think about it. 57 million babies have been slaughtered in the name of free choice because government said so, and they set themselves at war with God, and the American people have tolerated 57 million murders in this country. By the way, that is to the equivalent of 18 states talking about our babies. But how did it go over? Because I didn't really get to hear a lot of it because we were busy doing an article on abortion called Advocates of Murder No More, and for WND, which is on the front page of WND, by the way, today, WorldNet Daily, check it out. But in saying that, I'm just kind of curious how that whole thing go over.
Well, it went really good, and generally Troy is very seasoned when it comes to getting on the air, because this is what he does, is he goes after these clinics, and he gives a very good public perception, a public image of the pro-life movement. He's not passive. He's not, oh, we're just going to pray for you. He's very aggressive against crime and criminality. He even quoted the verse in Amos where it talks about letting justice run down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream. That's what he's doing, living and breathing and sleeping. And for those of you that heard it, it was a fantastic interview. But here's what he did. He would take things like, I would bring up as an example, the judge dropping 3 counts of murder against this particular doctor. And he said, you know what? Don't even let that bother you, because he's got XYZ, ABC, and all these other counts that are coming against him, too. He said this is going to be a precedent that is going to, once Roe v. Wade is destroyed and done with and decimated, he said once it's destroyed, this is going to be a precedent-setting or a monumental issue that took place that caused that very thing to happen.
Yeah.
It's exposing.
And lies no more, yeah?
He brings it up, too, with his prayers. He's been praying for a long time. He's been exposing for a long time. And this is a manifestation of his efforts and his work before God because he knows the God in whom he serves. He quotes David as an example. He brought up the fact that this particular prosecutor that's prosecuting Gosnell right now in Philadelphia is a pro-choice prosecutor. He's an attorney that believes in abortion. But yet he said if the church won't stand up against abortion, then God will raise up a pro-choice prosecutor to destroy his very own cause.
Of course.
I mean, that's how God does it.
Well, you look at Mel Gibson. He's a total heathen. Yep. He's the one that does The Passion of the Christ.
Right.
And he has the number one independent film in the world. God had to use a heathen to do the job because the professed church wasn't walking in the spirit of what God commanded them to do. So it doesn't surprise me. But when you say a pro-choice prosecutor, now do you think that that prosecutor that says he's pro-choice, do you think that he is advocating these kind of crimes that are taking place in an abortion clinic on a daily basis?
No way.
No, he probably fell for the same lie
that
a majority of the American people have, that 1% is for...
Yeah, rape or incest,
And then 6% is for health reasons, mother or child, but... I bet he probably didn't realize that 93% of the abortions that take place in this country are for social reasons.
That's right.
So when you're talking about a pro-choice prosecutor, he probably thought within himself, I know what I'm talking about. But when the state-run media talks about pro-choice, that's not at all what I'm advocating.
Yep.
And he's probably just as shocked as to what's taking place in abortion clinics as America is right now. Because, friends, this is nothing new. Gosnell's the one that just was, he was the one that popped.
And then Planned Parenthood knew about this the whole entire time.
He
brought up the fact that they did these Twitter bombs. And with these Twitter bombs, it caused so many people to expose the media blackout on this situation because mainstreamers weren't picking up because mainstreamers get paid by the abortion industry. Folks, it's a multi-billion dollar industry. Hundreds of billions of dollars are probably made globally, but in this country it's huge and it's federally funded. So when he brought up this Twitter bomb, it's going out and it starts to kind of embarrass the mainstream media. Well, of course you can't ignore it when all of the people are saying, why aren't you covering this? So Anderson Cooper, I believe he's in the pro-choice camp for sure. But he's part of CNN, who's pro-choice. I mean, I've never seen any good pro-life stuff come out of
this. Well, CNN is communist, and there's no question about
that. But they spend 19 minutes, and he said he couldn't have wrote the script, Troy Newman did, any better than what Anderson Cooper did to expose this Gosnell.
Yeah.
And it just shows you that light is being brought into darkness right now. What happens? Yeah. The cockroaches flee. So they're trying to use Gosnell as a fall guy. But Troy said there is a line of these events and these occurrences and these types of people that he has already made. This is a manifestation of God answering the prayers of men like Troy Newman and Operation Rescue, who's been doing this for decades.
Yeah, but back to the point with Cooper, let's put it this way. There's no nice way to kill.
Mm-hmm. No, there's not.
There's no proper way to kill.
That's
and
right.
What they're seeing is the proper procedure taking place. I mean, what's interesting about the whole thing is that Planned Parenthood, they put the noose around their own neck just 2 weeks ago.
Yes,
and they said that we want to give the mother the choice to kill the baby inside or outside of the womb. Well, then all of a sudden this comes out with Gosnell. Well, no, they just told on themselves, friends, as to what they've been doing since 1973 in this country.
That's right. You can't justify crime. There's no argument or excuse. You can't make good bad, and you can't make bad good. You can't blur those lines. But as to what you said 2 weeks ago or whenever it was, this woman was saying, well, you know, if a baby is accidentally born
through
a
boxed
abortion.
Stupid as a rock.
What if the hospital's 45 minutes away? Perfect setup. You know what? And this is the Lord. Bring it right in front of the people because the Lord just doesn't come down and throw lightning bolts. He does at times. But in a society, it's our society. We're stewards of that garden. We don't plant a garden and say, okay, God, you need to weed it and send the rain and then you need to pick the fruit. That's our opportunity.
Yeah.
That's our liberty to be able to do it.
Yeah.
So here he is exposing the light saying, okay, America, deal with it.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what, like you said, Troy, 70% of all abortion clinics that have started in this country have been shut down through efforts like people like Troy and like what we're doing on the radio every
day. Grassroots efforts.
That's right. Because
the conservatives aren't talking about it.
No.
They got you talking about politicians that are allowing babies in the womb to be murdered.
Both sides.
You have a moral issue here, friends. I shared yesterday on the radio, actually 2 days ago, that you're sitting there spending so much time on the branches, these conservatives are, but they have to have something to talk about so they have a job tomorrow.
That's a good point.
They have to keep you in that whole circular reasoning, that rhetorical, there's no reasoning. If irrational is what it is. They have to continuously keep you caught up into something going into politics, friends, because if they didn't, they wouldn't have a job. And the point is, you have a moral issue with your government. You are dealing with people in this government, friends, not just this administration, but those that are lowing and advocating inadvertently or advertently. They are advertently doing it, friends, by ignoring the topic. They know abortion's taking place in this country. And how many of these conservative, Republican, self-proclaimed Christians are sitting there saying, man, we're with God all the way, but they won't talk about the issues. They don't talk about the issues, friends, because you, America, have not laid the axe to the root of the tree yet, and that's exactly what you need to do. And I'm not just talking about the politicians. I'm talking about the self-proclaimed conservative radio show hosts as well, friends. They are the problem. And they are the reason that your back is up against the wall. They are the reason, along with the church. And I'm going to talk about that when we come back, but go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, us and our professing of Christianity, we have to lay the axe first, because we're not going to compel anybody unless it's done in our own life. I have to every single day. I have to take up my cross, as Christ said. You made an analogy right now of a lot of the talking heads that talk about the branches and they try to cut off the branches. I find in Scripture one reference to cutting off the branches. And that's when the Lord pruned the branches so what? It could grow more. So you see, even in conservative movements, if they prune off the branches, it's going to continue to grow and blossom more. In the meantime, if all you cut off is the branches, the root and the trunk grows stronger. So if we look at that, you're actually aiding the cause of the enemy by cutting off only the branches.
That's right.
Because it'll only prune it, and then it'll flourish more and flourish more and flourish more. And that's what you see happening for those of you that want to take that. But again, to spin it back again, Troy brings up the fact that, okay, here's what's happening with this industry. It is going down. That's where he set his head like a flint. If you look at even example of this last college that we did with Jake Daigle, he was a student in high school. Somebody came by and showed him the truth about abortion. So what he did is he got his own slideshow, created his own videos, and started calling schools on his own while he was in school to tour schools to convince his generation, listen, guys, we've been lied to. This is what's going on. So the response is overwhelming.
Yeah, friends, too, as well, just so you know what's going on in the public arena, namely schools, high schools.
Where we've been.
Kids in Kansas. I remember when we were in Kansas, this young girl had this shirt on that said, you are not killing off my generation. And it was huge, bold letters on her shirt.
Right.
And it's like, you go, girl.
That's right.
Because the older generation has allowed the murder of 57 million babies. Yes, I said the older generation allowed it. And friends, I want to tell you something. The majority is not for what's going on out there, either with the homosexual agenda or the abortion agenda. Clear, hands down. They don't have the numbers. They don't have the support. The only thing that they have is the lying state-run media that everybody in this country doesn't believe.
And acceptance.
But yet they agree with their talking points for some reason. They don't agree with what they say.
Yeah.
But man, when you talk to them, they're saying
the
same things because they might have to do something. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, sons of libertyradio.com. If you'd like to be my friend, Bradley Dean. And or what you could do is go to Bradley Dean, one on my Twitter account. Advocates of Murder No More, right when we come back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. Friends, we're talking about advocates of murder no more. And the conversation Jake had with Troy Newman from Operation Rescue yesterday, I thought it was awesome. And in saying that, I think Troy Newman is second to none, first and foremost. I mean, when he got into ministry, he really meant what he said.
Yep.
And he really responded to the call of God in his life as to giving no room to anybody, any of his adversaries, that he is not in it for absolute resolve. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what people need to do when they first get into ministry. This isn't a game. Nobody's playing a game, friends. It's about bringing about resolve, because that's why God puts you in the first place.
Right.
And so in saying that, friends, the first thing we need to do as a country is we need to take responsibility. And John Adams rightly said that the church is the moral compass of society. And this last week, friends, I've been focusing on the Gosnell crimes against the innocent in the womb. And this monster, and a monster he is, has severed the feet of babies in jars in his clinics. His associates stab babies in the neck 20 minutes after they're born alive. Babies have been decapitated. Their spinal cords have been cut. And to top it off, the account of a baby in a toilet gasping for air, waiting for someone to stand up and magnify the laws of our republic against the criminal and to preserve the life of the innocent. That is the purpose of government, by the way, friends, in essence. Mm-hmm. Through their inaction, the professed church in America today has been the greatest advocate to the abortion industry. No question about it. 300,000 pulpits have become accomplices to murder by their silence, while 3,700 babies a day are aborted. Now, in the meantime, America seems to have question marks as to why their government acts in a fashion and in the fashion that they do. Well, we need to look no further than this criminal in the White House who has voted over 241 times advocating abortion, as if to say murdering children is lawful.
Mm-hmm.
If that's not good enough, Barack Hussein Obama has even voted to make sure that there's a second doctor in the room to snuff out the baby if it's born alive. Now, check this, friends. Obama, in an interview on NBC Today, that show on 4/17/13, stated the following about Gosnell. Now, keep in mind, he advocates the murder of innocent wombs. But listen carefully. This is Barack Hussein Obama. He said, if an individual carrying out an abortion, operating a clinic, or doing anything else is violating medical ethics, violating the law, then they should be prosecuted. I agree.
Me too.
I totally agree.
Well said.
Let's start with you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Attempting to justify what he just tried to denounce, Obama also affirmed his defiant stance on abortion on Politico the same day. Now, check out what he said to Politico. This is Barack Hussein Obama. He said, what can I say is this? I think President Clinton said it pretty well when he said, abortion should be safe, legal, and rare.
Rare.
You stinking hypocrite. Folks, there's nothing safe, legal, or rare about abortion. Rare, Mr. President, like the total of 18 states that have been eradicated in the name of abortion? Rare, Mr. President, like 57 million innocent babies who have been murdered since 1973? Is that the rarities you're talking about? Rare, Mr. President, like the 3,700 innocent babies who are slaughtered in the womb every day because you say it's law? By the way, we also found last week that Attorney General Eric Holder's wife went in for the kill as a financial profiteer from the abortion industry. That comes as no surprise to me.
Not at all.
This administration's attorney general polarizes or attempts to incriminate old ladies who stand up against the murder of children.
Yep.
And why? Well, now we know. And now the abortion industry has become so emboldened by the inaction of the American people that they even sent lobbyists to the Florida House floor to advocate killing babies after they are born.
Mm-hmm.
The good news is that despite the criminal behavior of Obama and the professed church in America, criminal they are, 650,000 real Christian patriots righteously and defiantly stood up against this criminal administration on the topic of abortion at the March for Life in Washington, D.C. Friends, also keep in mind, it wasn't just Barack Hussein Obama. It was George W. Bush. It was Bill Clinton. It was George Herschel Walker Bush, and it was also Ronald Reagan through advocating murder by not stopping it when they had the power to do so. All the way back to 1973, every one of them presidents that failed to put a kibosh or the kibosh on murder of innocent children, they are standing before God in some cases, and the rest that are still alive, well, their time's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Their foot's on a banana peel, and it's just a matter of time before they slip into the hole, and they answer to my father for the murder that they allowed and tolerated. The law is there to protect the innocent, and it is there to condemn the guilty. And now I say to America, it's time for America to do their part and lawfully prosecute this criminal and admit and this administration. And it's time for the government to lawfully protect the innocent in the womb. And Jake, as you said earlier, Amos 5:24, but let judgment run down as water and righteousness as a mighty stream. That's exactly what needs to happen, but it's going to come through God's faithful servants.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, this is exactly why this administration has labeled you friends, you patriots, you Christians, and you real conservatives as terrorists.
Yep.
Because they want you to go along with their criminal ideology, and if you don't, they have labeled you enemy number one.
Mm-hmm. If you don't, this scripture verse of letting judgment run down like waters, that is Amos speaking directly to the children of Israel, because at that time, if you look a couple verses up further, God was saying to them, see, they had mega churches back then, if you will, not like we have in this today's day and age, but they had followers going to church, giving sacrifices. God said at that time, I hate, I despise your feast days, and I will not smell in your solemn assemblies. Though you offer me burnt offerings and your meat offerings, I will not accept them, neither will I regard the peace offerings of your fat beasts. They were doing all the exterior religious worship. They were praying. They were sacrificing. They were tithing.
As if to say, sacrifice is better than obedience.
That's right, because they had this huge blemish sitting in front of them. Take thou away from me the noise of thy songs. We're singing for Jesus. We're praising Jesus. For I will not hear the melody of your viols. But let judgment run down as waters and righteousness as a mighty stream. This is all I am looking for right now, God is saying. Deal with what is right in front of you.
Yeah.
You can sing and dance all day long, and it won't make up for what you're allowing in your very own country.
Yeah, friends, when the American people stand up and deal by laying the axe to the root of the tree, by dealing with these two topics, the abortion and the homosexual issues, you're going to see a different people in this country.
That's right.
You're going to see a righteous rising. You're going to see a people that will not tolerate corruption in their government anymore. People have had, people are sick and tired of the games that these politicians, and again, not all of them, there's good government and good government, friends, we stand behind.
That's right.
But I'm talking about the corrupt. And because of the corrupt, we are where we're at today. And once the American people begin to figure out that justice is what we're looking for, these criminals in office, first of all, they're going to be removed. There's going to be civil charges brought against each and every one of them. The media is going to be held responsibly as well, friends, because they're right hook, line, they're hand and glove as to helping these criminals along
to voice.
Only promulgate their propaganda.
Yep, they don't have a voice.
That's all they're there for. That's exactly right.
So it's a kind of threefold curse. But again, it's all tolerated. Nobody's got a gun to America's head right now.
No, no, no. Remember what Saul Alinsky, the master of Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton said?
Sure.
He said, power is not only what we have, but what your enemy thinks you have.
That's right.
The state-run media is there to try to basically dummy down the American people through the illusion that everybody's for homosexuality and the abortion industry. When in fact, friends, talk to your neighbors. You'll find out that the majority of the people, friends, I'm talking about in the 90s and the 95% and the 98% of the American people are not for the ideology that's being pushed down your throat right now. And again, I just want to zero in on the state-run media, friends. These are the people that need to be dealt with more than anybody, along with the politicians. You get those two, it's all over for the New World Order monkeys, and monkeys they are.
Yep.
And yes, I said monkeys.
If you see, Eve, that's right. They is monkeys.
They
if is. If you look at this, how this sets up, you've got Congress that will protect the media and what they're doing. The media will promote the Congress and what they're doing. I just heard on this car ride up, in Iowa right now, they're voting to defund Planned Parenthood. They wanted to do that within their state. There was a particular woman who was so pro-choice. She was on her deathbed dying, but she was so pro-choice that she got off of her deathbed to come cast her vote and died shortly thereafter. She faces God, her judge. When the American people realize that it's not just these evil, corrupt politicians that face God, it's going to be us who have empowered them because they rule by the consent of the governed. Also in this last column, Bradley, you've just been reading from or talking about, we've been referencing, Bradley Dean, who's to blame for the unborn's blood? That just posted on WND last night. It's going to be going throughout the whole weekend. You can find the text art. I want to read it.
Jay, can I interject something real quick? We just went through Iowa, the state of Iowa.
Yep.
I have never seen so many beautiful churches in all my life.
Sure.
Catherine Booth rightly said that, listen, if you become comfortable, I pray God burn them down.
Yeah, burn those churches down.
Yeah, yeah. I want you to understand what I'm talking about, friends. Only to get the church to do its job in the first place, and it's called to seek and save that which is lost, not to build a brand new, beautiful building.
Right. It's not in the Word.
Folks, we're called to glorify our Father, which is in heaven, through our good works.
That's right.
That doesn't mean a brand new, beautiful building. What God is talking about is bringing the people that are in the highways and the byways and in the harvest fields to His table.
Yeah. And I didn't see any protests around those buildings. I mean,
maybe the buildings, the beautiful buildings, go up to heaven with the people that when they die. Maybe that's how it works. But I guess when I look at a hearse, I have never seen a luggage rack on one of them.
No, there's no insurance for after death either.
Right.
It's just insurance for your family. We were in. Speaking of these beautiful buildings, because I want to contrast this. You were in a television studio of a beautiful building. It's a great church building. Magnificent was like a kingdom.
Yep.
But
literally,
when D. James Kennedy was alive and preaching, that kingdom was surrounded by the enemies protesting it. But they did not prevail against him.
No.
So if you have a megachurch, I didn't see anybody protesting these megachurches.
No, that was a megachurch that was in proper function.
Amen.
It was because it was being used for the people.
Right.
And
it was the church.
He was preaching to the world
alive.
7 days a week.
That's
Amen.
Right. It wasn't dead.
Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. I'm going to come back and I'm going to talk to you guys about what is going down with the abortion industry outside of the fact that 70% of all abortion clinics have been shut down.
Shut the
There's
doors.
More going on, friends. Got some good news. Hang on with me. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Hello, I'm Pastor Broden. The First Amendment is made up of five platforms that are designed to limit government and protect our liberties. Our founding fathers covered in the First Amendment the right to religious liberty, restriction on federal government's interference in our religious liberty, our right to free speech, and the right to a free press. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way, the right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. To nullify unconstitutional law or executive orders, we must petition redress. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake, friends. Right before the break, I had said, power is not only what you have, said Saul Alinsky, master to Barack Hussein Obama. He said, but what your enemy thinks you have. Amber Lyon, just a case in point, said she was a journalist who worked for CNN. She's also the one that blew the whistle on CNN, getting paid to run fake stories. Listen carefully. Amber Lyon was ordered to report fake stories, to delete stories adverse to the Obama administration, to obstruct stories or to construct stories, in specific manners while working for the left-wing communist organization, CNN. CNN is paid by foreign and U.S. governments for specific content. CNN is also paid by the U.S. government for reporting on some stories and not reporting on others, said Amber Lyon. The Obama administration pays for CNN's content. Folks, that is illegal. New York Times came out and they had said that Obama's administration is vetting all information to the state-run media before it actually goes to the people. That would be you. I shared this yesterday with a group of people in Iowa at the college, DMAC College in Iowa, and they were looking at me like a bunch of deer looking in headlights. And these are supposed to be the conservatives. And I looked at them and I said, you people didn't know this? They said they didn't agree with the media. Mm-hmm. But isn't it interesting they don't agree with the media, but they're always the ones saying, you know, there's nothing we can do about it.
Yeah.
Well, who told you that? Listen again to what Saul Alinsky said. Power is not only what you have, but what your enemy thinks you have. It's an illusion.
Yeah.
They said of Hitler back in the 30s, if the people in Germany would have looked behind Hitler, there was nothing there. America, you are winning the day.
But what you saw on the television screen was big crowds, right? Well, that was deliberately put there. And then what you saw is everybody saluting
them. Photoed in.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. Exactly.
Yes.
And how would anybody know back then? So it was these naive sheep that were like, wow, look at all the support. And then all the people saluting him.
Yeah.
Not realizing that you got fined on that street corner if you didn't salute
him. Well, what did he say? It's a good thing for people in government that the people don't think. Yeah. Just think about that. Yep. They don't think. Despite 2012 being an election year with many state legislative chambers operating on a shorter schedule or not at all, we saw another 350 new pro-life bills introduced. Of those, more than 60 became law, including at least 38 on abortion and 11 of them, furthering legal recognition and protection of the unborn in contexts outside abortion.
Uh-huh.
Such as South Carolina's enactment of Americans United for Life. Amen. Mm-hmm. Model bill protecting infants born alive from failed abortions. Yep. Now, who are they trying to protect the innocent from, friends?
Yep.
Government.
Right.
That is not their job, friends.
Right.
Let me go over to the Huffington Post. I understand that the Huffington Post now has got their own Bradley Dean page.
Woo!
Well, I guess you're known by your enemies, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this little insignificant long-haired punk from Minnesota, I mean, I got harassment taking place all the time. Friends, we're going to start posting stuff online for you because we're going to begin to let our enemies know that we're not playing with them. But I'm going to begin to post things online to show you what we're up against on a daily basis, friends. And I'm talking about harassments. Outside of that, the Huffington Post, they have sought fit to put their own page up on me. I appreciate that. Thank you very much, friends. But their talking points just recently, friends, this is breaking. Planned Parenthoods in Wisconsin began to shut down. They're speaking of this as a bad thing, friends.
Yeah.
Huffington Post.
Mm-hmm.
Planned Parenthood began the process of shutting a number of its Wisconsin clinics down late last week, a move the women's health provider says is due to a measure pushed by Governor Scott Walker.
That's
and state
bad.
Republicans to strip it out of state funding.
Isn't that a bad thing? Bad guys. Bad men that would ever on
protect life
of a constitution to preserve men's life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. Bad men. Well, isn't that something when you actually perform your oath, you actually do what the Bible says, now all of a sudden you become evil in the eyes of evil? Well, of course you will, because they are evil.
Of course.
So they've just manifested themselves, so now deal with the evil.
What we should do is we should put them in a big, like get a big portion of land.
Yeah.
Well, it wouldn't be that big.
In state parks,
a couple
maybe.
Hundred acres.
Mm-hmm.
Take all the populace that advocates murder and put them together and let them go ahead and have their
own way. That's right.
That's what we need to do.
Death, if
totally.
You want. Hey, I know some countries, actually, that exists. So they don't even have to live in America. I mean, they're probably suffering every day of the week when they wake up in the morning and they live in this awful country that protects life and that has law that protects others from losing their life, liberty, and property.
Yes.
It's got to be an awful country. So maybe they just don't know that there's other countries where this exists.
This is too much.
Maybe there's just other countries where they don't know it exists, and we can just ship them over there.
There's too many people. I mean, from what I understand, that if I was to move everybody to Jacksonville, Florida, everybody on the globe...
Square foot,
listen to me carefully, friends. Yes, do quote me. 1,400 square feet per person... 4 square feet, I guess. Confirm, please.
Hey, a person can sit in 4 square feet.
Let's just say it this way.
City.
Take every person on the globe and put them in the city
One
of Jacksonville,
city.
Florida.
One city. Everybody can fit.
And there's an overpopulation problem.
That's
really?
Right.
Well, then if there is, let's get rid of you first.
Mm-hmm.
The environmentalists.
Yeah.
I mean, they love
they
the
love
globe.
Trees. They love trees. They love the environment.
I got a question for you. What did all those environmentalists do before they got here? I mean, how did the earth abide until they got here? Oh, they came just in time, right?
Yeah, that's right.
God sent them to save the globe, but
that's
to kill the people.
But they
it is. To kill the people, but save the globe.
That's
yes.
And kill the true definition of who God is and true Christianity, because that's all they do is destroy. At the end of all their ideology, it is destruction. Period.
Look at their lives.
They're miserable. This is a perfect example. Okay, God set the kingdom of hell for the devil. Does he want to stay there? No, he wants to take as many people as he can with him. That's why all these ungodly, crazy, radical people in America want to destroy America, and they don't just go live in a country where all their ideology is materialized. Huh. See, they've got to destroy, too. So that's why they're set at your feet every single day. But, folks, these are kick-me dogs. You ever seen those kick-me dogs? They're real annoying. They bark all the time. They run and they yap. They even scare bigger animals than them. But all you got to do is kick them. And that's all we should be doing, is kicking against those that come against your liberty. Hey, congratulations, Scott Walker. You're doing the right thing. And it sees it. Look at how the overwhelming support for that man came in when he ran for the quote-unquote re-election. He won by a landslide. Look how much funding came into him.
4 feet.
So again, one city in the entire world, you could fit the entire population of the world in and give them 4 square feet.
Hey, this is breaking, friends. Archbishop prays while topless gay activists shout curses and douse him with water.
Mm-hmm. There's their resolve.
Did you hear me, friends? Mm-hmm. Archbishop prays while topless gay activists shout curses and douse him with water.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was about tolerance
and
man.
Love.
This is in Brussels.
Equality.
Yeah. The head of the Catholic Church in Belgium, Archbishop André Joseph Lenard, remained calmly seated with his eyes closed in prayer Tuesday as 4 topless women attacked him with shouts and curses and doused him with water. So the homosexuals are attacking the church.
Yes,
that's exactly what's going on here, friends.
And so the church won't tolerate.
If they were doing their job in the first place, it wouldn't have come to this, right?
That's for sure.
Yeah, if the homosexuals aren't talking about how they'll kill you.
Yep.
Or putting your house up online, or death threats coming into your house like they did mine, I guess I could probably understand, you know what, maybe they are the victims, but I see them as being the predators.
That's right.
In every given situation.
Creating victims, and there's more to
even
come.
Even creating
look at your
own
kids.
Their own hate crimes.
That's right. Look at the victims in our children.
I'm just going to throw something else at you. Breaking news. 90 articles of impeachment come out against Obama. Do you hear about that, friends? Nope, they didn't. You heard a false poll that said, so and so many people in the country are for Barack Hussein Obama. Really? I'm still trying to figure them out. Because I don't even see it in the black communities, friends.
No.
I don't see it in the Hispanic communities neither, friends. No. I'm trying to figure out where they're conjuring up all this support, except through the state-run media.
That's it.
Yes.
So when you're the one that writes the script, then I suppose you can dictate the dialogue. And folks, if you buy into the mainstream media, you're buying into a dictated dialogue. It's like a two-party system as an example. If I choose both parties, who the candidate's going to be, I win no matter who you choose. It's just a different side of the same old coin. Folks, we have a coin. It's worked for over 200 years to establish the means by which men can be free in America. We have a Bible that's been in existence for over 2,000 years, and even prior to that, an Old Testament for thousands of years prior to that. It's always worked. It always will. Anytime society gets into a situation where they end up destroying themselves, what do they return back to? That which works. Put your faith in Christ. Christ works. Christ is. He is. God said, I am. When he said to Moses and delivered the children of Israel from bondage because they sighed for their heavy bondage. God destroys
your enemies. Well, a man that breaks the law, what happens to him in the natural, friends? He ends up in jail.
Yes.
Jail is to be there for what purpose? Mm-hmm. Shut them up to the faith of Christ.
That's right.
Penitence.
That's right.
That's where they're broken. Isaiah 66:2. And when you read Isaiah 66:2, then you begin to understand the reason you have Christ.
Read the Bible.
The law drives you to the foot of the cross and can do no more. Put your faith in Jesus Christ. Read the Bible daily and grow thereby in grace.
Amen.
You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We got 2 hours live for you, 2 to 4 Central Standard Time Zone. 1 John 3:18. We love you by what we do. We'll see you then. See ya.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.